KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're feasting on festivals and spending a night at the museum. David Wiegand looks pretty good in a diorama, but he comes alive when he comes into our studio. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle.
That is the weirdest one you've ever come up with in all the 5 years that we have done this show, I swear.
Good morning, anyway.
Good morning.
Let's open with a chance to spend part of the night at the de Young Museum in the company of this fine bassist. That's Marcus Shelby on bass, and he'll be leading his quartet into the de Young Museum tonight at Friday Nights at the de Young, and there's lectures, too.
There's a lecture on arts for the city, arts for the urban change. That's by Susan Wells and Kate Patterson, who is the communications director of the San Francisco Art Commission. And there's also a chance to socialize. I think these things are wonderful because you do get a chance to experience art in a number of ways, but you also get to, you know, talk to people and have some fun.
At the magnificent de Young Museum, Friday Nights at the de Young begins tonight at 6:30 and continues to some hour or another. It's our cheap thrill for the week. It's free. We have a couple of plays to talk about now. TheaterWorks is opening its 44th season with The Loudest Man on Earth.
That's right. It's at the Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto, and it was developed through their New Works Festival, which is an incredible cauldron for great new plays. And it's about a theater director who is deaf and his relationship with a woman, and the actor who plays the role actually is deaf. His name is Adrian Blue.
The Loudest Man on Earth is in previews tonight, opens tomorrow, and continues through August 4th. And David, I just caught up with Neil LaBute's play, This Is How It Goes. It's classic LaBute, funny, cynical, and misanthropic as hell, with an unreliable narrator guiding us through a love triangle. I don't always like LaBute's play. He's very funny, but very bitter. But the work of the actors is just great. Carrie Paff, Aldo Billingsley, and Gay Marin. Hmm. This Is How It Goes continues at the Aurora Theater through July 28th. And back to you, David, to tell us about a world premiere, a new ballet from Post Ballet.
Post Ballet is the project of Robert Deckers. He danced with ODC, Company C, the Ballet Arizona. And he has a degree in business, which I think is fascinating. But he's a wonderful choreographer and dancer. But also what makes the company special is that it's all about collaborating with other artists and other creators. So this time he's created something working with architect Robert Gilson and violinist Matthew Pierce. It's part of four plays, which is their home season at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts next Thursday and Friday.
Now let the festivals begin. That's Saint-Saëns' Last Piano Concerto, The Egyptian, as played by Jean-Yves Thibaudet, and he's playing this piece on Sunday as one of the headliners at the Festival del Soleil in Napa. What caught your eye in their lineup?
Boy, it's like what didn't catch my eye. This is an incredible lineup this year. As everybody knows, this is a festival with something for everyone. It has pop music, it has theater, it has a lot of wine, a lot of food. But other performers include the great Audra McDonald performing tonight, violinist Sarah Chang. I was also really intrigued by the 24-hour plays that are going to be occurring on the 20th. Chris Maloney and Calista Flockhart are going to be there.
So maybe Harrison Ford.
Maybe Harrison Ford. It all just sounds terrific.
The Festival del Soleil begins tonight and continues through July 21st. And for classical music and beautiful landscapes, we've also got the Carmel Bach Festival starting Sunday and running through July 27th. And right near our studios in sunny Potrero Hill, you can enjoy music like this. It's gonna hit you so hard. From the deepest reaches of the San Fernando Valley comes Bleach. That's two sisters who marry punk and California rock, and they're on the bill at the Fono del Sol.
That's right. This is the third annual installation of this event. It happens on Saturday, and the other groups include the OCs, Yacht, K-Flay, and there will also be food and fun, and the whole thing is produced by Tiny Telephone, which is the studio created by our great friend John Vanderslice and the Bay Bridged.
The Fono del Sol Music and Food Fest is Saturday at Potrero del Sol Park, 11:30 to 7 p.m. David Wiegand is Executive Features Editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Check our website for details on these shows, kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.